ABC Radio Australia.
The Australian government has flagged an expansion of its seasonal work scheme for Pacific Islanders, highlighting its success in bringing income directly to families in the region. The Pacific Labour and also Seasonal Workers Scheme sees thousands of people from the Pacific take up jobs in regional and rural areas in Australia. But expanding the programs could come at the expense of aid funding. Foreign Affairs reporter Melissa Clark's in Canberra and has the details. So, Melissa, the Minister for the Pacific, Alex Hawke, has been looking pretty closely at the Pacific Labour schemes and he's happy with what he sees.
Yeah, there are two schemes at play here, the Pacific Labour Scheme and the Seasonal Workers Scheme, and they offer short-term labour, mostly on farms, but also longer-term labour across a number of industries. And there are thousands of workers involved here from 10 countries and nine of those from the Pacific. And it's seeing a huge amount of remittances go back to the families of these workers. Alex Hawke pointed in particular to Tonga as an example of where the schemes are now the biggest support that Australia provides for the country.
For the first time, the total value of the remittances now exceeds the ODA development assistance that we provide to Tonga. And this is a big change, but a big success story, meaning that we are seeing from our market, from opening up our labour market, opportunities directly flowing to people in Tonga at a greater rate than the government can provide.
Alex Hawke there speaking in Canberra, and he went on to say that Australia wants to look to initiatives like these schemes because they provide financial support for Pacific countries through means other than direct aid or direct loans. He says they also have the benefit of getting financial support to places that are difficult to get to, that is, directly to families who are often in remote parts of these countries, whereas aid money often ends up in the capitals. But the government's enthusiasm for these labour mobility schemes has the aid sector concerned that it will lead to a reduction in direct aid funding, that the government will treat remittances as an alternative to aid. Alex Hawke told me after his speech that there will be no direct link made between the amount of remittances going back to a country and how much other aid the Australian government will provide, but he does say they will be factoring it in.
It means that we want to see remittances continue to increase and become even greater. It won't impact ODA directly, but it means a greater share of prosperity will come through remittances and wages flowing back into Pacific countries.
But it's a factor when considering the distribution of ODA across countries?
It's a factor of success that we have to take into account for, because we're seeing great money flows returning into countries, and it means ODA can then, we can make sure with the partner governments we spend it in a way that's most sensible, recognising there's more money flowing into countries through the Australian labour market.
Now, Melissa, the Australian government's also in the process of reviewing its entire aid program, and the Pacific is set to benefit given the Australian government's renewed focus on this region. But of course, where there are winners, there are going to be some losers.
And we're starting to get a better idea of who the losers will be. The federal government here in Australia is defending the switch to the focus on the Pacific because that does mean there is less funding available for aid programs in other parts of the world. But we're also seeing a reorientation of what Australia's aid funding is supporting, and that really is favouring infrastructure and climate change adaptation, which the Australian government says is a direct response to calls from leaders of the Pacific that is the area they want support in. I questioned him about the impact of redirecting aid from other areas, which has come under some criticism here in Canberra, and he defended Australia's commitment to other program areas, in particular health and education.
Yeah, we have to prioritise within the aid budget. We'll continue to keep health and education as a high priority in the aid budget and its expenditure, whether that's in the Pacific or Southeast Asia, and it's currently about a third and will continue to be a huge portion of what we do.